Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 at KMZA. We continue with Axtell talking with boys basketball coach Jason Tynan, and it is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, 1-1 through the first couple of games. You got a win over Donovan West in the opener, 50-34 last Friday, and then a loss to a solid Wabunsee team on Tuesday, 53-36. How would you assess where your team is at here through the first week of the season?
It was kind of a, you know, practice. The games are kind of like practice for us. We were trying to learn on the fly there a little bit from both games. And luckily, it's D West. We got some turnovers and got some easy offense out in transition, allowed us to build a lead. And we kind of played really good defense against them and contested some shots and made them shoot at a lower percentage than what they probably wanted to shoot. And so, and then against Wabunsee, you know, that's a solid team. They got second in state last year, have some players, and you know, you could definitely tell in the back-to-back of, you know, the second half there, our legs were kind of gone and the defensive intensity wasn't as high, so they kind of pulled away there. I think we did a really good job of competing and playing as hard as we can, but legs and fatigue became a factor there in the second half.
It's going to be a little bit nice for you now. You have a little bit of time off before your next ball game against Wetmore. How are you going to utilize this little extra practice time?
It's just, you know, getting to learn our system. We have a lot of new guys and new places as far as, you know, majority of our team is underclass freshmen and got a kid that hasn't played before. And so it's just learning our system, learning our style, learning what we want. Definitely one of the takeaways was this shot selection from the first two games is just understanding what a good shot is and what we can improve on. One of the big other things, takeaways, was the post involvement. Our posts were taken in our three posts, which, you know, we have a 6'6", 6'2", and a 6'1", and they're big bodies and take up a lot of space. And they were shooting about 22% of the shots, and we'd like to see that about 60-40 between our guards and our posts, and we just got to get them more involved. And the other thing is just sharing the basketball a little bit. I think we made 35 field goals, but we only had 11 assists on those 35 field goals, so just moving the ball a little bit, attacking into the post, and using them to make things easier on our guards out top.
Coming up next for you, you get Wetmore on a Tuesday. That's a team that's off to a 2-0 start, wins over Onega and Blue Valley. They'll actually get Hanover on Friday this week. But how much do you know about the Cardinals, and ultimately what kind of ball game can you expect next week?
You know, they're a scrappy group. We've seen them a lot in the summertime, and they have a little, you know, they have five guys on the court that can do some stuff. You know, they can shoot it, pass it, and dribble it, and they play well together. They played a lot of basketball together, and you know, they've I guess they're just, they're creative in what they do. They kind of find ways to score, make plays, and I think that we're going to have to play good, solid defense and be able to take away some of their strengths. You know, Braden Henry's been an all-league player the last couple of years, and does a really good job of finding shots and creating offense for his other guys, and going to be able to find him and keep him under control a little bit. And you know, and then as well as far as us, it's executing what we do, try to get to the free throw line a little bit more, play solid defense and rebound, and then get out and run.
Jason Tynan, Axtell boys basketball coach, joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. His squad off to a 1-1 start, getting a little bit of time off, extra practice time this week. They'll get Wetmore on Tuesday next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.